The next pitch, also called a strike. Two quick strikes on Wada. Fernandez is on deck. The third offering just misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. Watanabe's next offering swung on and lined up the third base line, but this ball cuts foul. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Next pitch. A curveball swung on and lifted into foul territory. Catcher gives chase, camps under it, and makes the catch for out number one. So Wada fouls out to the catcher for out number one. There's very strong wind, which makes any pop-up an adventure here at Chiba Marine Stadium. Wind's blowing at 9 meters per second. And that brings up Fernandez. Watanabe's first offering to Fernandez misses for ball one. The next pitch. Is swung on and grounded to the second baseman, who shovels over to the shortstop for one. The relay to first is in time, double play. So, Watanabe gives off a leadoff home run to Kuriyama. Gives up back-to-back singles to Sato and Kaizuka, but gets out of the inning with a foul out and a double play. At the end of half an inning, the Cebu Lions take a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Cheever Marine Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a little bit of difficulty today in that the ball game is not on TV. So I'm doing my best to pass on what's going on the radio, although I'm not exactly sure that my best is good enough. So hopefully this won't all sound too odd. I know that there's going to be a lot of empty space because I really need to be able to hear what's going on in order to relay it on to you. Nonetheless, in the top of the first inning here at Cheever Marine Stadium, the Cebu Lions scored one on a leadoff home run by Kuriyama, the first pitch by Watanabe. Matsuzaka is on the mound for the Cebu Lions, and his first pitch to Nishioka is a strike. Sorry, the first pitch was a ball. Second pitch is called strike. See, there's this kind of problem. Because I don't see anything, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Nishioka is the batter for Lotte. Matsuzaka on the mound. The fourth pitch, a forkball, is swung on and missed, and this is strike three. Nishioka goes down swinging. Hori comes up to bat, pops the ball up to the right side. First baseman and second baseman both give chase, and the ball drops in foul. One strike on Hori. Matsuzaka's second pitch misses for a ball. The third pitch is fouled off for strike two. That brings the count to two strikes, one ball to Hori. Fourth pitch misses for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The fifth pitch is swung on and missed by Hori. Strike three. So, Matsuzaka comes in and strikes out the first two batters he faces. That'll bring up Fukuda. Lotte's first baseman. First First pitch by Matsuzaka to Fukuda. Misses up high. Ball one. Next pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Third offering is swung on and lined up the left-hand side, left field side, and that ball is going into the corner. Fukuda rounds first, heads into second with a double. So the Chibolote Marines, with two down, get a stand-up double by Fukuda, bringing up number four batting Sabado, the Chibolote Marines center fielder. The first pitch by Matsuzaka to Sabado misses down low for ball one. The next pitch is called strike one. The 1-1 pitch misses inside for ball two. One strike, two balls now the count. The fourth offering is called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off by Sabado. Keeping live. Two pitch again. Misses outside, ball three. That brings the count full. The Shoba pitch is swung on and lined right at the shortstop, who makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Sabado hit that ball hard, but right at Nakajima at short. So the Chibolote Marines had a two-out double, but come up empty here in the bottom of the first inning. And after one complete, the Cebu Lions win this first game of Stage 1 playoffs by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Seibu Lions will be sending up Ishii, Nakajima, and Nakamura here in the second inning. And the first batter, Ishii, lifts the ball to right field, but right to Benny, who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up shortstop Nakajima. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off. Strike one. The second offering by Watanabe to Nakajima misses up and in for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, a slow curve called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back. Nakajima stays alive, rather. The next pitch misses for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch fouled off, and I seem to have missed a ball because the radio announcer is saying that the count is 2-3. Full count to Nakajima. And Nakajima fouls off his fourth pitch this at bat. Keeping it alive, driving Watanabe's pitch count up. The ninth pitch is hit deep to right, but cuts foul. The 10th pitch is grounded to third base. Is that Hori at third? No, Hori's at second. Imae at third base, throws to first for the out. We have two outs here in the top of the second inning. And that brings up third baseman Nakamura. Watanabe gets two quick strikes on Nakamura. Second one being fouled off. Third pitch, a waste pitch. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. The next offering is swung on and popped up to the infield. It's shortstop Nishioka calling for the ball, and he makes a catch for out number three. So, the Cebu Lions go down in order here in the second inning, and after 1.5 innings of play, they continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I have new music in the background for you this week, as you may have noticed. It's from a 1998 CD of the Yomiuri Giants Oendan. I hope you're enjoying that in between innings and here in the background. As you may have noticed, I'm not very talkative today. That's because I'm listening to the radio and trying to translate it simultaneously. This is not a very easy thing to do. But I'm doing my best to bring you the game live here at Chiba Marine Stadium. For the bottom of the second inning, the Chiba Lotte Marines will be sending up Franco, Benny, and Lee. They're three foreign sluggers. Franco will be facing Matsuzaka here to start off the bottom of the second inning, trailing by a score of 1-0. And the first pitch is a ball. The second offering by Matsuzaka swung on a miss, strike one. That brings the count to 1-1. The next offering from Matsuzaka misses for ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. Fourth offering, swung on a miss for strike two. Two strikes, two balls, now the count. To Franco. The Cebu Lions leading this one, 1-0 on a leadoff home run by Kuriyama. The very first pitch of the game was hit over the wall by Kuriyama. And the fifth offering is a ball. And all of a sudden my radio died. This isn't good. We're experiencing technical difficulties here. Please hold on. Franco then grounds to second base for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Benny. Benny has been very popular at Chiba this year. The first pitch to Benny is a slow curve, missing for ball one. Second offering, a slider also missing. No strikes, two balls, the count. Third offering, straight misses ball three. So Matsuzaka throws three straight balls to Benny. The 0-3 pitch is swung on and missed by Benny. So Benny had the green light, 0-3. The fifth offering misses inside ball four. So Benny reaches on a base on balls. That'll bring up Korean slugger Lee Sonyop. Lee's first year here in Japan was a bit of a disappointment for Lotte, but he really came around and hit well this year, both for power and average. So with one out, Benny draws a base on balls. Lee facing Matsuzaka. The first pitch is swung on a miss, strike one. The second pitch misses. Ball one. The third pitch is lifted to the third base side in foul territory. Nakayama comes over and makes the catch for out number two. So with Benny on first base, Lee fouls out to the third baseman. That'll bring up number eight batter, third baseman Imae. Matsuzaka's first pitch to Imae misses outside and high for ball one. The second offering, a slider. Imae fails to hold up. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Matsuzaka's third offering to Imae is swung on a miss for strike two. Matsuzaka struck out two in the first inning, has yet to strike out one here in the second. The Sable Lions lead this one by a score of 1-0. Kuriyama hitting the first pitch by Watanabe of the game over the fence. Next pitch is lifted up to the right side, going out as the first baseman, coming in as the right fielder, and in foul territory, it's the right fielder, Kuriyama, who makes the catch for out number three. So, the Chivalote Marines get a one-out walk, but do not turn it into a score at the end of two complete. The Cebu Lions continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a exciting game. 1-0, Sabre Lions leading this one after two complete. During the commercial break on the radio, Hosokawa, Sabre's catcher, became out. Popped out to short for the first out of the inning. That brings us back to the top of the order in Kuriyama. Kuriyama, of course, having homered on the first pitch of the game by Watanabe. Kuriyama takes a pair of balls from Watanabe this at bat before taking strike one. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop is up with it. Throws the ball to first. Kuriyama head sliding into first. Out! So, Watanabe has two quick outs here in the third inning. And that brings up Sato. Sato singled his first at-bat. The first pitch is a curveball missing for ball one. I apologize for the lack of detail here in this game this afternoon. I'm getting what I can from the radio and passing it on to you, as this game is not being televised, at least not on any channel I get. The next pitch is a strike and followed by another ball. One strike, two balls the count to Sato. The fourth offering called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the fifth offering misses for ball three. That brings the count full. Watanabe went full to Sato the last time he was up to bat. The next pitch is grounded to Fukuda at first base. He takes the ball to the bag himself. And the Sabre Lions go down in order for the second time in a row. So at the end of 2.5, the Sabre Lions continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. I'd like to go on to discuss some of what's going on with managers for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. They've already decided on Nomura, former manager of the Nankai Hawks, Yakult Swallows, and Hanshin Tigers. And there's already starting to be a little bit of butting heads between the owner and Nomura, but Nomura has gotten the okay to have full control over the team from the owner. So he's going to be starting to move Rakuten in his direction. Several of the previous coaching staff have already been retired, or are quitting with Nomura coming in. Furuta and Yakult's owner are also kind of running into each other with some disagreements, even before Furuta has officially accepted the job as skipper. So, even before anything has happened with these two teams, the managers and owners are already not seeing eye to eye on several issues. So it should make for some interesting reading in the off season. We're going to the bottom of the third inning here at Chiba Marine Stadium. First up will be Hashimoto, Chiba Lotte's catcher. And the first pitch, a forkball dropping in there for a called strike one. Second offering misses up high. Ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Many people have already written in about Brown becoming the Carps' new manager. They're currently still in contract negotiations, expected to end at the middle of the month. The third pitch misses for a ball, and a Yudui curve. Is that a slow curve? Gets in there for a called strike two, evening the count at 2-2. A changeup misses for ball three, bringing the count full to Hashimoto. Number nine in the order for Lotte, batting first here in the bottom of the third. The next offering is swung on and missed, strike three. That's Matsuzaka's third strikeout of this game. And we'll bring up Nishioka and Hori, the first two strikeouts of the game for Matsuzaka. Back-to-back strikeouts leading off the Lotte half of the first inning. Nishioka takes the first pitch for ball one. The second offering to Nishioka misses up high for ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Lotte's leadoff batter. Third offering misses outside for ball three, and Nishioka has no strikes, three balls. Matsuzaka's fourth offering is in there. A little high in the strike zone for strike one. And the fifth offering misses outside for ball four. So, Nishioka draws a one out based on balls for the Chiba Lotte Marines. And that'll bring up second baseman Hori. Nishioka is the Pacific League's stolen base king this season. So, he's a real threat to be running. One out runner at first base. And the first pitch to Horry is called strike one. Second pitch with the runner going is swung on and fouled off. Nishioka will have to return to first base. Matsuzaka taking a very long time with the speeding Nishioka on base. The third offering misses low for a ball. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Hody. I apologize for all the silence here. I suppose I could read a little bit of the newspaper to you between pitches as Matsuzaka is really going slow with the speedy Nishioka on. But I do need to listen to what's going on. The fourth offering misses up high for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. So, Matsuzaka gets two quick strikes on Hori, then throws a couple of waste pitches. This after a foul ball with Nishioka running. The fifth offering is swung on and grounded to the shortstop. Shortstop Nakajima tosses over to Ishii for one. The relay to first is not in time. Safe at first base. So Hori reaches base on a fielder's choice. And that'll bring up Fukuda. Fukuda doubled his first at bat. We've got two down, runner at first base. The first pitch misses for ball one. The next offering misses up high, ball two. Some of the biggest news of what's still going on in the Central League is Aoki of the Yakult Swallows. He needs five more hits to reach the big 200. Yakult Swallows have four games remaining. Next offering swung on and missed by Fukuda. One strike, two balls to count. Yokohama has five games remaining, four against Yakult, one against Hiroshima in the Central League. Next pitch, called strike two. Two strikes, two balls, now the count. The clock strikes 3 o'clock now. And change up by Matsuzaka misses for ball 3. That brings the count full. Second full count this evening, or this inning, for Matsuzaka. Fourth of the evening, or afternoon. It's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Fukuda swings and fouls the next pitch off to the left side. Yakult Aoki yesterday got his 195th hit of the season, tying Oga Sawada for second place overall. Next pitch called, strike 3. And that retires the side. So the Chibolote Marines had a base runner or two this inning. Not at the same time. But come up empty yet again after 3 complete. The Cebu Lions continue to lead this one on the solo home run by Kuriyama to lead the game off. At the end of 3 complete, that's the difference. Cebu leading this 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Number 3 batting Kaizuka leads off for the Cebu Lions and takes ball 1 from Watanabe. The second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop, evening the count at 1-1. The next offering misses for ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop is up with it. Throws on to first for out number 1. That'll bring up number 4 batting Wada, Cebu's left fielder. Wada fouls the first pitch off for strike 1. The next pitch misses for ball 1. One strike, one ball, now the count. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and pulled up the first baseline, or rather pushed up the first baseline, left-handed batter, third baseline. Okay. The next pitch is swung on and grounded up the third baseline, and that ball is going into the left field corner. Fair. Wada rounds first, heads into second, and has a stand-up double as Franco returns the ball to the shortstop. So a one-out double by Wada brings up designated hitter Fernandez. The first pitch of Fernandez is strike one. The next offering, a one bounder for ball two. Oh no, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering misses for ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. The fourth offering is swung on and missed by Fernandez. That evens the count at 2-2. Watanabe's 2-2 pitch is outside, but swung on by Fernandez and just fouled off. Count remains 2-2. Of course, the other big managerial announcement this past week was the Giants making it official. It's going to be Hara. The sixth offering misses for ball three. Two strikes, three balls, the count. Hara is also putting together his staff for next season. It looks like a lot of the Giant stars from the late 1980s, early 1990s. The next offering is swung on in a line drive right to Nishioka at short. Wada is caught off the base but gets back before second baseman Hori can get there. Just safe ahead of the throw. So Wada gets back to second base, and with two outs now, that'll bring up second baseman Ishii. First pitch is swung on and lifted back to the backstop and over it. for strike one. The next offering is swung on and fouled off by Ishii. Two quick strikes by Watanabe. The third offering, a waist pitch up high for ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman fields the ball, throws to the covering pitcher, but Watanabe is too late, safe at first base. Infield hit by Ishii. That sends Wada to third base. So with runners now at the corners, that'll bring up shortstop Nakajima. The first pitch to Nakajima is swung on and fouled off. One strike, no balls to count. The second offering, a curveball missing for ball one. One and one the count. Watanabe on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. Struggled a bit there at the beginning. Kuriyama homering on his first pitch, then giving up a pair of base hits before finally closing down the Lions in the first. Next offering to Nakajima is called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Watanabe then threw two perfect innings and now is in a runners at the corners pinch. The fourth offering to Nakajima misses outside, ball two. Two and two, now the count. The 2-2 offering misses, ball three. That brings the count full. That's Watanabe's fourth full count this afternoon. And Nakajima grounds the next pitch to one of the fielders, who throws to first for the final out of the inning. So, the Lions get a pair of base runners and strand them on the corners. At the end of 3.5, the Cebu Lions continue to lead the Chivalote Marines by a score of 1-0. That last play in the fourth inning was a ground out to the shortstop. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Chiba Marine Stadium. It'll be numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters for the Chibolote Marines. Sabado, Franco, and Benny. Hoping to get back into this game. The Chivalote Marines trail by a score of 1-0. Salvador hits the ball deep to center field, but not deep enough. He flies out to Sato in center on the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning for out number one. That'll bring up left fielder Franco. First pitch, a slider called strike one to Franco. The second offering misses for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering by Matsuzaka also misses. One strike, two balls, the count to Franco. With one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Cebu Lions lead this one by a score of 1-0. The fourth offering also misses. Ball three. One strike, three balls, now the count. The fifth pitch is called Strike Two. Bringing the count full. The next offering offers a bit of excitement, but drops in foul. Yes, you can tell how exciting it is. Oh no. This is very difficult to announce without seeing anything. The second full count pitch. Is grounded to first base. First baseman Kaizuka handles the ball himself for out number two. That brings up right fielder Benny. Benny, soon after having an Obento named after him, suffered the Obento curse and dropped down to Nigun for a while, but he's back up with the main team. The first pitch to Benny is swung on and lifted to the left side. This ball is going to drop in there fair. Benny rounds first and heads into second and just beats the throw for a double. That's the second two-out double by the Chibolote Marines this afternoon. And we'll bring up Lee, designated hitter for the Chibolote Marines today. Lee fouled out to the third baseman, his first at bat. The crowd starts chanting Lee Sonyo. The first pitch to Lee by Matsuzaka, a changeup called strike one. Second offering misses outside, ball one. Next offering, another changeup in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Matsuzaka's fourth offering misses for ball two. Two strikes, two balls, now the count. The 2-2 pitch, a straight one, misses for ball three. That brings the count full. The sixth offering is swung on and lifted deep to center field. Going back is the center fielder with his back to the ball. Going back to the warning track, and he makes the catch for out number three. Lee got a hold of that changeup and just comes short of the center field fence. That's the third out of the inning for the Chibolote Marines. And after four complete, they continue to trail this one by a score of 0-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fifth inning, where the Sable Lions lead this by a score of 1-0. And Nakamura leads off the inning. By grounding out to the shortstop on a very fine play by Nishioka. Bringing up Hoshikawa. All this happened while the radio was off that commercial. The count to Hosokawa is one strike, one ball. The third offering is grounded to first base. Fukuda is up with it and takes it to the bag himself for out number two. So we've hardly been back for a minute, and already we have two outs. That'll bring up leadoff batter Kuriyama. Kuriyama led off this game, lifting the first pitch over the left field wall for a home run. And that's the only run in this game so far. Kuriyama grounded out to short his second at bat. The first pitch is a sinker, missing for ball one. Watanabe on the mound for the Chibolote Marines, facing Matsuzaka for the Sable Lions. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. And it sounds like I've been reporting that home run to the wrong field. It was a home run to right, not left. Next pitch is in there for strike two, evening the count at 2-2. Next offering swung on and lifted high, but foul. This ball goes off into the stands as one of the fielder gives chase. Again, my apologies. I can't see what's going on. I can only hear what's going on the radio. Next offering misses for ball four. So obviously I missed one pitch somewhere. And Kuriyama reaches on a two out base on balls. That'll bring up Sato, the Sable Lions center fielder. I'm bringing you this game, listening to Nippon Hoso's broadcast in Japanese. I'm finding that I'm not a very good simultaneous translator. Not sure I'm even going to post this thing at the end of this. The second offering is a ball, evening the count at 1-1. Sorry, that was no strikes, one ball. That was the first pitch. That was a ball. The second offering, Sato grounds the ball to third base. Imae, up with the ball, throws to first. And plenty of time for out number three. And the Lions are retired in the fifth inning. At the end of four and a half now, the Sable Lions continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com, bringing you the first game of the Pacific League playoffs, Stage 1. The Sable Lions lead this one by a score of 1-0 on Kuriyama's leadoff home run in the first inning. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Chibolote Marines will be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters. Imae, Hashimoto, and Nishioka. Third baseman Imae now stands in. Matsuzaka on the mound for the Sable Lions. The first pitch, changeup, taken for strike one. During the regular season, Chibolote Marines were 12-8 against the Sable Lions this year. Second offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play. Next offering is swung on and grounded to the shortstop, who throws to first base offline, safe at first base. Nakajima makes a throwing error here in the bottom of the fifth inning, allowing Imae to reach first base. That'll bring up Hashimoto. Let's see if the Chibolote Marines can cash this error in. Hashimoto at bat. First offering to Hashimoto is fouled off. Man, it's taking Matsuzaka a long time to pitch to him. Matsuzaka has been throwing pretty quickly, except when with runners on. One strike, no balls the count to Hashimoto. Imai at first base. I believe they did rule that an infield base hit. I didn't see it, so I can't really say one way or the other. The second offering, a changeup, misses for ball one. One strike, one ball, the count. Right-handed batter. No, left-handed batter. The second offering is swung on and grounded up the middle. This one goes through into center field for a base hit. Imaya moves over to second on the base hit. And that brings us to the top of the order in Nishioka with runners at first and second and nobody out. Chibolote Marines looking to get a rally going here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nishioka up to bat now with runners at first and second and nobody out. The first pitch misses up high, ball one. Matsuzaka finding himself in a jam. Of course, Lotte has had a couple of runners as far as second base this game, but each time with two down. The next offering is bunted up into the air, but this ball goes foul before anybody can catch it. A bunt fly get to is probably the worst possible scenario the Chibolote Marines can be in. The third offering misses down low, ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. There's a throw over to second base to try to keep Imae close. Fans getting upset, booing Matsuzaka. The fourth pitch. Misses for ball three. One strike, three balls to count. One strike, three balls. Matsuzaka on the mound. Nishioka at the plate. The next pitch is bunted back to Matsuzaka. Matsuzaka picks the ball up, drops it. He has a play nowhere. Matsuzaka tried to get the out at third base, but failed. Safe at third base, safe all the way around. So the Chibolote Marines now have the bases loaded and nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's really a lot more exciting than it sounds here on Pro Yaki Live. I wish I could express the excitement at Chiba Marine Stadium right now. That was ruled an error on Matsuzaka, by the way. Although Nishioka gets credit for a sacrifice bunt and reaching. And it's the Hori call going up at Chiba Marine Stadium. This crowd is loud, and it's all voices. First pitch is swung on and fouled off by Hori. If you could bottle the energy, you would be able to light a city with the energy going on at Chiba Marine Stadium this afternoon. The second offering to Hori misses for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. There were 8,000 fans, Chiba Marine fans, camped outside of Chiba Marine Stadium last night, and it poured down rain. The next pitch from Matsuzaka, a slider, misses for ball two. One strike, two balls, the count. Matsuzaka in a big pinch here. The next offering is swung on and lifted deep to left field, going back. The left fielder at the wall makes the catch. Imaya touches up and scores from third base. And we have ourselves a tied ball game. The announcer says that if it weren't for that win, that would have been a grand slam home run to left by Horty. But you have to play with the wind when you play at Chiba Marine Stadium. Runners still at first and third, now with one out. And Fukuda at the plate. And he takes the first pitch by Matsuzaka for ball one. Wind has increased to 10 meters per second from earlier. Next pitch called strike one to Fukuda, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering misses down low, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The fourth offering also misses, ball three. One strike, three balls, the count now to Fukuda. The fifth pitch swung on and missed, strike two. That brings the count full to Fukuda. The next offering swung on and fouled off with the runners going. Runners were going with one out. Full count to Fukuda. The 2-3 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second time this afternoon Fukuda goes down on strikes. But that'll bring up Sabado, Lotte's number four batter. With runners at second and first, two down. Salvador lined out to the shortstop his first at bat and flew out to center. His second. The first pitch to Sabato is lifted high to left, but this ball goes foul for strike one. So Matsuzaka gets out ahead of the batter, something he hadn't been doing this inning so much. The second offering, slider in there for a called strike two. Now Matsuzaka is bearing down, throwing strikes. The third offering misses for ball one. 141 kilometer per hour straight. The fourth offering is lifted up to center field, but this will be a routine center fly as center fielder Sato calls for the ball and makes the catch for out number three. So Lotte had the bases loaded and nobody out and only managed to get one. Nonetheless, that one run does tie up the game, and at the end of five, we have a 1-1 tie. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the sixth inning. The Chiba Lotte Marines just tied this one. Hori hit a sacrifice fly with the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth inning to match Kuriyama's first pitch home run of the game, tying this one at 1-1. The Sable Lions this inning will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Kaizuka, Wada, and Fernandez. Watanabe still on the mound for the Chiba Lotte Marines. And while the ground crew takes care of the grounds, let's talk a little bit about the Giants. The Giants, of course, have finally officially announced Hara as next year's manager a couple of days ago. And Hara has already put together his staff. I believe I did mention before, it looks a great deal like a lot of the Giants from the late 1980s, early 1990s. I see the catcher Murata, Shinozuka, Saito, pitcher, Yoshimura, outfielder. Lots of familiar faces there on the Giants for the coaching staff. And we're getting ready to start the top of the sixth inning. Kaizuka will be the first batter facing Watanabe this inning. The first pitch to Kaizuka is swung on and fouled off. One strike, no balls. Watanabe has yet to strike out a batter. He's walked one, given up a home run. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off. Two quick strikes on Kaizuka. The third pitch is the obligatory waist pitch. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to shortstop. Nishioka is up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number one. And it's another fine play by Nishioka, by all descriptions. A very difficult bound. Fielding the ball and firing on to first for out number one. That brings up number four batter, Wada. The first offering is swung on and fouled off to the third base side. The Sabre fans here at Chiba Marine Stadium are making a great deal of noise. The second offering misses low for a ball. One strike, one ball, the count. The The third pitch is a slow curve, missing inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls, the count to Wada. The next offering is grounded to the left side. The third baseman does not get it. Nishioka, backing up, is up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number two. Another fine play by Nishioka. If anything, I think Nishioka should get player of the game for his defense the past couple of innings. That'll bring up designated hitter Fernandez, hitting in the number 5 slot this afternoon. The first pitch misses for ball one. Offering is swung on and missed. Strike one. One and one, the count to Fernandez. Next offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Fernandez. With two down and nobody on here in the top of the sixth inning, we have a 1-1 tie. The next offering, also grounded to shortstop. Nishioka up with the ball and throws out the third batter in a row this inning. So it was Nishioka providing all the defense here this inning as the Lions go down in order in the sixth. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning, the score remains Lions 1, Chibolote Marines 1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. We've got an exciting pitcher's duel going on this afternoon. Watanabe for the Chibolote Marines and Matsuzaka for the Cebu Lions. Matsuzaka takes the mound and he'll be facing Franco, Binney, and Lee here in the bottom of the sixth inning of a 1-1 tie. Chiba Marine Stadium filled to capacity for this first playoff game of 2005. The first pitch to Franco is swung on in line past first base, but cutting foul. Matsuzaka has passed the 102 pitch mark with his second pitch to Franco, who swings and misses for strike two. So Matsuzaka is already up there in pitch count. And if Cebu plans on using him again in game three, which is something that has been discussed in the newspaper, true or not is another story, then he's going to need some rest. After a ball, Franco fouls the next pitch off into the stands on the left side. Very strong wind at Chiba Marine Stadium. The next offering is swung on and fouled off to the left side. Catcher gives chase as his third baseman, but this ball goes into the stands and out of play. This wind preventing a grand slam home run to Hori. That becoming a sacrifice fly for the Marines' lone run. Next offering misses low, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering swung on and fouled off. Franco really cranking up Matsuzaka's pitch count. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning, Franco has fouled off four so far. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off into foul territory. Catcher gives chase. The ball blows around quite a bit. And it comes back and is caught by Hosokawa in foul territory. So the wind works against Franco here as he flies out to the catcher for out number one. That'll bring up Benny. The first pitch is a slider, missing for ball one. Second offering, slider misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls to Benny. Benny drew a walk on five pitches his first at bat and doubled the left his second. The third offering also misses, ball three. The double to left by Benny was on the first pitch. Back in the fourth. The fourth offering misses inside, ball four, and Benny draws a walk on four pitches. This time, is Matsuzaka a little gun-shy with Benny? I'd like to see how Benny is done against Matsuzaka. That'll bring up designated hitter Lee, batting in the number 7 slot. The first pitch is in the dirt for ball one, taken for ball one. Lee so far has fouled out to third base and flown out to center. The second offering, Lee holds up, almost swinging at a ball way down low. The third offering misses outside, ball three. That's 7 balls in a row thrown by Matsuzaka. And the fourth offering, just in the strike zone, at the knees, for a called strike one. Of course, Matsuzaka does have stamina. It's not unusual for him to throw close to 150 pitches. The next offering is swung on and grounded to short. Shortstop up with the ball, tosses to second for one. The relay to first is in time, double play. That kills the Chiba Marine Gun Rally. And after 6 complete, we're still tied at 1-1.
27.
Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got an exciting ball game here at Chiba Marine Stadium. 1-1 tie after six complete. The Cebu Lions scored their only run on the first pitch of the game. Kuriyama homered off of Watanabe. A home run to right field. I incorrectly said left field earlier this afternoon. It was to right field for the Lions' lone run. And the Chivalote Marines had a big rally in the fifth inning. A pair of base hits and an error, the only error in the game, by Matsuzaka. Loaded the bases with nobody out. Hori then hit the ball all the way to the wall in left, coming up just short of a grand slam, but instead got the sacrifice fly to tie the ball game up, and that's all the scoring in this one. The Lions, now that we've just got back from commercial, start off with Ishii on second base. Nakajima bunts the ball into the air, but it bounces in before the pitcher Watanabe fields it and throws on to first for the to complete the sacrifice. So, in no time at all, Ishii is standing on third base with one out, with Nakamura coming up to the plate. Nakamura grounds the ball to third base. Third baseman Imae up with the ball, looks the runner back, throws to first in time for out number two. It appears that Ishii led off the inning with a double to left field. As I catch up on Nikkan Sports scoreboard. And that'll bring up catcher Hosagawa, batting in the number 9 slot. The first pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Watanabe's second offering is inside, but swung on a miss. Strike two. Two quick strikes on on Hosokawa. Pardon me. Dry throat. The third offering misses up high for the obligatory waste pitch. Oh, I'm getting tired of those. I want to see Sankyu Shobu. Challenge on three pitches. The fourth offering misses inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Hosokawa, with Ishii on third base and two down. Tie ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. This game being brought to you, I'm translating the radio broadcast. The fifth offering is swung on and fouled off the handle of the bat. Back to the backstop. Hosokawa stays alive. So the quality of this broadcast isn't very good, but I'm happy to have anybody join me and catch this game live. The sixth pitch just misses to bring the count full to Hosokawa. This first game of stage one of the Pacific League playoffs. The Shobu pitch is swung on and fouled off and out of play. I find it hard to believe that a game this important and especially this exciting isn't even being televised. Actually, it is at 11 o'clock this evening. A little late. The next pitch is swung on and grounded just left of the second base canvas. Nishioka comes up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number three. So the Sabre Lions get a runner as far as third base. The second runner, other than Kuriyama's leadoff home run, to reach third for the Sabre Lions this afternoon, but can get him no further. So another goose egg up on the scoreboard for the Sabre Lions, and after six and a half innings, the score remains knotted at 1-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. We're going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Chiba Lotte's lucky seven. And they'll be sending up Imae, Hashimoto, and Nishioka. The same combination that scored the run in the fifth inning. Imae has flown out to right and singled to shortstop, infield single, to lead off the fifth inning. There's apparently a little bit of trouble on the field here at Chiba Marine Stadium, as the balloons that were released for the Chiba Lotte Marines have blown everywhere in this swirling wind. Those of you who have been to Candlestick Park know what swirling winds are like. Chiba Marine Stadium is built as a, as a circle, a very tall cylinder, essentially, and those winds swirl. The first pitch by Matsuzaka to Imai misses for ball one. The second offering fouled off by Imai. Matsuzaka has got to be up to around the 120 pitch mark by now. He's really thrown a lot of pitches. The third offering is swung on and fouled off into the right field stands, or right side stands, rather. The next offering misses down low, and that's ball one. Two strikes, one ball is the count. The third pitch is swung on and hit off the handle of the bat, lifted to the infield. It's the shortstop, Nakajima, making the call and catching the ball right next to the second base bag for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Hashimoto, batting in the number nine slot. The first pitch by Matsuzaka. What happened there? The first pitch was fouled off, and the second pitch misses down low for ball one. One and one the count. And the second offering swung on and fouled off for strike number two. Matsuzaka throwing at a quicker pace with nobody on. The fourth offering misses for ball two. Two and two now the count to Hashimoto. The fifth offering is swung on and fouled off back over the backstop into the infield fans. Of this full house at Chiba Marine Stadium. The next offering is swung on and lined past the infield and into right field for a base hit. That's Hashimoto's second hit for the afternoon. And we'll bring up shortstop Nishioka. The stolen base leader in the Pacific League this season. Nishioka struck out swinging, drew a base on balls, and reached first base on an error by Matsuzaka. Nishioka was trying to sacrifice the two runners long in the fifth inning. when Matsuzaka tried to get the lead runner at third base but bobbled the ball, unable to get an out anywhere. First pitch inside to Nishioka, but fouled off. Actually, that's the second pitch fouled off. Two strikes, no balls. The third offering to Nishioka is swung on and fouled off. Two strikes, no balls to count to Nishioka. And the next offering misses for ball one. One out, runner first base, here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 1-1 tie at Chiba Marine Stadium. Next offering is swung on and fouled off. That's three fouls for Nishioka this at bat. As Matsuzaka's pitch count just keeps going up. The sixth offering is lifted into foul territory. The catcher comes over, calls for the ball, and makes the catch for out number two. So Nishioka fouls out to the catcher for out number two, and that'll bring up Hori. Hori struck out, reached base on a fielder's choice, and has that big sacrifice fly that was just a very strong wind short of a grand slam home run. Hori takes the first pitch from Matsuzaka for a called strike one. The veteran second baseman for Chivalote takes the next pitch for a ball, evening the count at 1-1. Had his first 300 season for 9 years, since 9 years ago. His second peak, maybe? The third offering by Matsuzaka misses outside for ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Next pitch, foul tip that the catcher doesn't keep a hold of. And that was Matsuzaka's 140th pitch of the afternoon. The 2-2 pitch to Horty misses up high, ball three. That brings the count full. This is the eighth full count Matsuzaka has gone to. And the next pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Horty goes down swinging for a second time this afternoon. And that retires the side for the Chivalote Marines here in their half of the lucky seven. We're going to the eighth inning now. With the score still tied up. 1-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Nippon Hoso is still off at commercials. Driving me crazy. Because I would very much like them to get back to the game. Which I'm sure is back on. Kuriyama, Sato, and Kaizuka, the top of the order for Cebu, will be batting here in the eighth inning. Yabuta comes in to pitch for the Chivalote Marines, and his first pitch to Kuriyama is taken for strike one. Second pitch misses up high. evening the count at 1-1. So I guess they were just off for a long time with the new pitcher. Okay, I feel better now. The 1-1 pitch is a fork ball, missing down low, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Kuriyama, the batter who hit the home run to right. On the first pitch of the game, to put the Sable Lions up 1-0 at the time, takes the next pitch for a called strike two, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering by Yabuta, a fork ball missing down low, ball three. The full count pitch by Yabuta will be coming up shortly. And it is fouled off back to the backstop. Shova pitch again, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Kuriyama staying alive. Fouling off a pair after reaching full count. The eighth offering. The fork ball dropping down low for ball four. And the leadoff runner for the Sable Lions is on base here in the top of the eighth inning. We're here at Tampa Marine Stadium, for those of you just joining us. Game one of stage one of the Pacific League playoffs. Chivalote Marines hosting the Sable Lions. The Sable Lions scored their lone run in the first inning when Kuriyama hit a solo home run to right field on Watanabe's first pitch of the game. The Chivalote Marines tied the game on a sacrifice fly by Hori in the fifth inning with nobody out and bases loaded. With Kuriyama at first base now, Sato comes up for the Sable Lions and takes first pitch for ball one. If you have any comments or questions during the game, you can call me on Skype. My Skype ID is ProYakuLive, no spaces, all lowercase. Yabuta gets ready, but steps off the mound before throwing the next pitch to Sato. Sato bunts the next pitch up in the air, up the first baseline. Fukuda plays the ball, throws to Hori covering first to complete the sacrifice. With Kuriyama going to second. on the play. That'll bring up Kaizuka, the Sabre Lions' first baseman, with runner at second and one out now. Kaizuka in there for Cabrera. Takes first pitch for ball one. As Cabrera fractured a finger on a foul ball just a few weeks ago. And is out for the remainder of the season. Most likely for all the way up through the Japan Series as well, should Seibu make it. The next offering is swung on and hit to right center. The center fielder comes over and makes the catch. Kuriyama is touching up at second. He heads over to third base. The throw comes back in to the cutoff man and no further. So with the fly out to center field for out number two, Kuriyama heads over to third base. So that'll bring the cleanup batter Wada up with a runner at third base and two down. And catcher Hashimoto stands up and he's motioning to walk Wada intentionally to pitch to Fernandez. Do they want a lefty-righty combination? I have no idea why anybody would rather pitch to Fernandez. So with runners at the corner now, as the final of the intentional balls crosses the plate. Lost my train of thought. Okay, Yabuta is going to be facing Fernandez with runners at first and third, and two down. So far in this game, the Sabre Lions have 6 hits to the Chibolote's 5. And the first pitch by Yabuta to Fernandez is called strike 1. Fernandez so far has fouled out to the catcher. Oh, wait, no, that's Wada's line. Has grounded into a double play. Lined out to short and grounded out to short. Next pitch is fouled off for strike number 2. 2 strikes, no balls to count to Fernandez. Third offering, as predictable, misses for ball 1. Yabuta isn't challenging on 2 strikes, no balls. next offering is swung on but fouled off up the first baseline. The next offering is swung on and lifted up the first base line. The first baseman is over. Second baseman comes over. Right fielder comes in, and the ball bounces down into foul territory. Nobody able to get to it. That wind again. And there was a definite possibility that the ball would come back into fair territory. The next offering, a fork ball fouled off by Fernandez. The fourth foul ball by Fernandez this set bat. Just getting a piece of the fork ball. Two strikes, one ball the count. Yabata's seventh pitch is handcuffs Fernandez, who lifts the ball back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes, one ball, as Fernandez is really battling here. I don't think he likes having the runner in front of him intentionally passed. And the clock strikes five. As Fernandez fouls another one back. So, we do it all again. Runners at the corners. Two down here in the top of the eighth inning. 1-1 tie. Between the Cebu Lions and Chivalote Marines. The next offering is swung on and lifted to left field. Franco comes in and makes the catch for out number three. After fouling off six pitches, battling Yabuta, Fernandez flies out to left to retire the side. So the Cebu Lions managed to get a runner as far as third base again, but come up empty. And at the end of 7.5 innings, we continue to have a 1-1 tie.
Yeah,
Welcome back to Chiva Lotte Stadium. Chiva Marine Stadium, rather. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning of a 1-1 tie for Game 1 of Stage 1 of the Pacific League playoffs. A quick recap. The Cebu Lions scored their lone run on a solo home run by Kuriyama on the first pitch of the game against Watanabe. The Chiva Lotte Marines in the fifth inning loaded the bases with a pair of infield singles and an error by Matsuzaka, the starting pitcher for Cebu. Then, with nobody out and bases loaded, Hori hit the ball all the way to the fence and left. A grand slam robbed from him by strong winds at Chiba Marine Stadium. But it was good for a sacrifice fly, which tied the ball game up. Here in the top of the eighth inning, it's Fukuda, Sabato, and Franco. We have a new pitcher for the Cebu Lions, but I didn't quite catch the name. I'll have it for you when I do catch it. The first pitch to Fukuda, though, misses outside for ball one. The next offering misses for ball two. Sato has moved to right field. I'm not sure what's happening with Kuriyama, though. This is a problem with trying to announce and listen to the radio at the same time. The third offering is swung on and missed for strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count to Fukuda. The fourth offering is swung on and hit up the first base line. This ball is going all the way to the wall. Fukuda rounds first, heads into second, and has himself a leadoff double here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So, with nobody out, number four batter Sabato comes up to the plate. Sabato lined out to the shortstop his first at bat and has flown out to center his next two. Sabato, not somebody I would have ever picked as a number four batter, but he has really done the job for Lotte in the second half of the season. The first pitch by Mitsui is in the dirt, taken for ball one. Mitsui is the second pitcher of the afternoon for the Cebu Lions. second offering is swung on, and Sabato breaks his bat. The ball going up past the second base bag and into center field for a base hit. Fukuda comes up to third, rounds it, and holds. Sabato, a single to center field, moving the runner up to third base. With nobody out, the Chibolote Marines have runners at the corners, and Franco coming to the plate. Franco, Benny, and Lee are coming up next. For the Cebu Lions, Okada has come in place of Kuriyama in the number one spot, and he's playing center field. So he's coming in defensively, with Sato moving over to right field. So with runners at the corners, Franco comes up to the plate. Mitsui on the mound for the Cebu Lions, starting here in the eighth inning. Infield is playing in, guarding against that run, the go-ahead run. The first pitch by Mitsui is called, strike one. The second offering to Franco misses outside for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Third offering is lined up the middle, and it bounces in. Base hit to center field by Franco. Fukuda comes in easily from third base, and the Chibolote Marines take a 2-1 lead. Chibolote Marines, three hits in a row, put together a run to take the lead from the Cebu Lions. It was all a matter of getting into the Lions' bullpen, which is exactly the strategy that the Lions wanted to avoid. They really wanted Matsuzaka to go the whole game, but after surpassing 140 pitches last inning, that was it for him. And Mitsui has yet to get an out. That brings up right fielder Benny. The Cebu Lions brought Okada into center field defensively this inning, but he hasn't had a chance to do anything. First pitch to Benny is lifted up high to the infield with runners at first and second. That's going to be called an infield fly. And he flies out to its first baseman, Kaizuka, who calls for it and makes the catch for out number one. So, designated hitter Lee comes up next. But we're going to see a pinch hitter, Satozaki. Yeah, has been announced to pinch hit for Lee. And the announcers are kind of expecting to hear a pitching change on the Cebu side. Yes, Mitsui is going to be changed. Shotsu is coming into pitch. And he'll be facing pitch hitter Satozaki. Or maybe a pinch hitter for the pinch hitter. We'll know in a little bit. We're going to take a break here while I try to get my score sheet all squared away. And be back once Shotsu has finished his warm-up pitches. So, Mitsui comes in, manages to get one out, but he's given up a run so far. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-1. Okay, we're back to action here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mitsui, the second pitcher of the evening early evening now, for the Cebu Lions, gave up three consecutive hits and a run before Benny popped out. And now Shotsu comes in to pitch out of this jam. The Chivalote Marines have runners at first and second, one out, one run in so far here in the bottom of the eighth inning, taking a 2-1 lead. Franco, after getting his base hit, the third hit of the inning, Was replaced at first base by Morozumi as a pinch runner. Satozaki was announced as the pinch hitter for Lee. And even with the pitching change, he'll stay in there. And Schultz's first pitch is taken for a called strike one. The Yokohama Yakult game has just gotten underway. The next offering misses down low for a ball. One strike, one ball the count. Daimajin Sasaki will be throwing his last game this evening at Yokohama Stadium. Next offering by Shotsu is taken for strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. This is his second retirement game. His first one was up in Tohoku. The fourth offering is swung on and missed by Satozaki. Two down. So Shotsu comes in and gets the job done. And that'll bring up Imae, at least for the pinch hitter. He's not out of it yet, as the Chivalote Marines have runners at first and second. Two down now. Imae has fouled out to the right fielder, had an infield single, and flown out to the shortstop. The first offering to Imae is fouled back to the backstop. Strike one. The second offering, a slider is swung on and missed. Strike two. Shotsu, two quick strikes on Imae. The third pitch, and it swung on and missed. Strike three. Shotsu comes in. Sankyu Shobu. And gets Imae swinging for the third out of the inning. So, Shotsu strikes out two in a row to end the Marines rally. And at the end of eight complete, the Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-1. This news just in, the, what is it? It's like the Farm Japan series, called Farm Senshuken. The Chibolote Marines defeated the Hanshin Tigers to become the number one farm team. That's the Eastern League versus Western League championship game. And it's looking like we may see a replay of that in the Japan series with Ichigun. That could be very interesting. And also, interestingly enough, that game is on TV. And this one isn't. Okay, I've already said I'm rather upset about the television predicament with regard to the playoffs. But I guess NPB doesn't cater to my needs, huh? other news, as I said, the Yokohama game has just gotten underway. Aoki needs 5 more hits to reach the magic 200 hit barrier. Ichiro is the only player to ever surpass 200 hits. He did it back in 1994. Ogasawara is currently tied with Aoki with 195 hits. So it'll be interesting to see if Aoki surpasses Ogasawara this evening at Yokohama Stadium to become by himself in the number 2 spot. And I believe we may be seeing another pitcher, so I'm going to take a short break and get me some water before my throat starts closing up again. Be right back. Okay, I'm feeling better, and we're going to the top of the ninth inning. Cebu Lions, last chance. They need a run. Kosaka has come into the game. Chibolote has made a number of changes. It'll be a while before I can get them all to you, but I'll bring them up as I find them. The Chibolote Marines scored a run in the bottom of the eighth inning just now. A leadoff double by Fukuda, followed by a pair of singles. Franco driving in that go-ahead run with his single up the middle. Kobayashi is in to pitch for the Chibolote Marines, and his first pitch to Ishii misses for ball one. Kobayashi, the closer for the Chibolote Marines all year and for the past several seasons. The second offering up there in the strike zone, strike one. Let's see. There are two Kobayashis. This one is Kobayashi Masahide. The third offering, straight, misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. I get nervous when Kobayashi throws and I'm watching, because quite frankly, he blows a lot of games I watch. The third offering, Ishii does check his swing. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count. To lead off batter here in the top of the ninth, Ishii. The fifth offering is lifted up to the infield. and it is caught. I'm not sure by who, but it's one out. The infield has changed quite a bit now. Kosaka comes in and plays shortstop, batting in place of Hori. The first pitch to Nakajima, called strike one. Sable Lions down to their last two outs. Now in at second base is Nishioka, moving from shortstop. That was a flyout to the third baseman for Ishii's at bat. The third pitch by Kobayashi is lined up the middle, base hit. Nakajima rounds first, but heads right back there. So the Sable Lions get their tying runner on board, with number 8 batting Nakamura coming up next. Let's see. Lotte Nishioka is now at second base. Kosaka at shortstop. Fukuda first base. Nakamura grounds the ball into left center field. Base hit. Fielders are over there to field the ball quickly, but not before we get runners at first and second with only one out. And Hito is being announced as pinch hitter for Hosokawa. With runners at first and second, one out, these Sable Lions are trying to come back here. Kobayashi got the first out, but has given up a pair of base hits. The first pitch to Hito, called strike one. Lions trying to come back here. Like I said, whenever I watch Kobayashi, he blows the save. Makes me nervous. Morozumi had stayed in the game after pinch running for Franco in left field, defensively for the Chivalokan Marines. Otsuka comes in to play center field for Lotte. And he bats in the place of Benny. The second pitch by Kobayashi is called strike two. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Hori is up with the ball. Throws to Nishioka for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. Game over. The Chibolote Marines take game one from the Cebu Lions, coming back from a 1-0 deficit on the first pitch of the game. And my wife is now calling me, so I'm going to have to sign off. And this was an excellent game. I'm glad to have at least one person listen in live. I apologize for as choppy as the game has been due to my not being able to see the game. I'm going to ask for a little bit of feedback of this broadcast to see if I should even bother with the next couple of games, which don't appear to be televised. Nonetheless, I'd like to sign off right here. The Chibolote Marines come from behind to defeat the Cebu Lions by a score of 2-1 in Game 1 of Stage 1. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I'd like to welcome you to download and share this broadcast with your friends if you think it's worth it. Okay, that's it. I'll try to catch you for game 2. Sayonara.